as a result.
Chapter 12, Strategic Context. To continue with our series on coaching, in this chapter I cover a different aspect of coaching, ensuring the product team has the necessary understanding of the broader business context in which they are operating. I refer to this information as the strategic context, and as you'll see, this includes several important and major topics, all of which I will discuss in depth elsewhere. But together, these topics form the understanding necessary for teams to make good choices. If product teams are to be empowered to make decisions, they need to have the context necessary to make these decisions. This strategic context typically comes from the product leaders of the company, but needs to be deeply understood by the product team, especially the product manager. Normally, the strategic context is part of the onboarding for any new product person joining the organization. Note, in this chapter, I use the term company to represent the larger business entity. But in very large companies, there may be several business units or divisions where this strategic context may be different for each. As an example, Google's YouTube business unit has a very different strategic context than their AdWords business unit. Generally, there are six types of strategic context. Company mission. Simply put, this is the purpose of the company. It is meant to communicate to everyone involved why we are here. This is usually a simple statement, and it's intended to be durable, usually lasting for a decade or more, if not the life of the company. If any employee does not know the mission of the company, then that would be an obvious sign that something is seriously wrong in the culture and/or the leaders. But while it's common that everyone knows the purpose of the company, many people may not know how they personally are able to contribute to that mission. Company scorecard. Every product in every company have some key performance indicators, KPIs, that help provide an understanding of the overall picture and health of the business, referred to here as the company scorecard, but sometimes called the company dashboard or the health metrics. In some cases, these may be fairly straightforward, and other times they can be quite complex. As an example, in a two-sided marketplace, there are usually some critical KPIs that tell us whether our marketplace is healthy, meaning that both sides receive value and the marketplace is in balance. As an obvious example of an unhealthy marketplace, suppose you had a jobs marketplace with employers posting jobs and job seekers searching for work. But imagine you had thousands of people coming every day to search for jobs, but almost no jobs were available. The job seekers would be frustrated and likely would leave to go elsewhere. And, of course, in a two-sided jobs marketplace, we would have at least two funnels, one to bring in job seekers and one to bring in employers. And we'd closely watch the key metrics for each funnel. The company scorecard captures these business dynamics. It does not focus on every metric, but it focuses on the most important and informative metrics. It is how the leaders of the company judge the overall health and performance of the company. Company objectives. Once we understand the company scorecard, we can discuss the specific objectives the company is focused on for this year. These objectives are selected by the senior leadership team, usually with the participation of the board, as the most important areas of focus. They might be related to growth, expansion, profitability, or customer satisfaction. And for each of these areas of improvement, there are typically specific business targets the company hopes to achieve, the key results. Hopefully, everyone understands that these company objectives must be outcomes, business results, and not output, such as delivering on specific projects. The key results are nearly always KPIs that are on the company scorecard. If they're not yet on the scorecard, they would typically be added. In this way, the company can track progress on the objectives and at the same time ensure that there are no negative, unintended consequences to the health of the business. Product vision and principles. Ultimately, the way we deliver on a company's mission is to develop products and services for our customers. The product vision is how we hope to do that. Normally, the product vision is somewhere between 3 years and 10 years out and describes the future we are trying to create and why that future will improve the lives of our customers. The mission may provide the purpose, but it's the vision that begins to make this tangible. It's worth noting that the product vision is also our single best tool for recruiting strong product people. This is what these people will be working on every day for several years, so it needs to be inspiring. Yet it's also important that the product vision not be too specific, because we know we can't yet know the details. We will be going deep into product vision in part 4, but this is what empowered product teams will be figuring out, how to make this vision a reality. The product principles complement the product vision by stating the values and belief that are intended to inform the many product decisions that will need to be made. So many decisions revolve around trade-offs, and the product principles help to illuminate the values we prioritize when we make these trade-offs. The product teams need to understand these principles and the reasoning behind each one. Team topology. The team topology, covered in part 5, describes what each product team is responsible for. It's important for each of the product teams to understand where they sit in the larger picture and how their team relates to the other teams. Product strategy. The product strategy is where things start to become more specific. We have a set of company objectives that we are all here to help achieve this year. We have a product vision that we need multiple years to achieve. And we also generally have multiple product teams, each with different skills and areas of responsibility. The product strategy connects these concepts. It is the product strategy that will drive each specific product team's objectives. How product strategy does this is a major topic of this book, part 6. Once each product team has their objectives, they can get to work tackling the problems they need to solve. The strategic context provided by the company mission, company scorecard, company objectives, product vision and principles, and product strategy is meant to apply to all product teams in the company. Each product person, and especially each product manager, needs to understand this strategic context, and she needs to demonstrate in her statement, actions, and decisions, how her team is contributing to the common goal.